Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Steve Sponbrew. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. And now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos at home again this afternoon as they take on the conference leaders in the Doane College Tigers. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Sponberg. And coach, obviously a big task for us today. Doane, one of the better teams around.
No question about it. I think their record exhibits that. They got an outstanding pitching staff with good depth. So you know you're going to face a quality arm when you go out here. They have been at times not as good offensively, but are very capable. They've got good statistics offensively. I think they do a lot of things well. Talking to coaches and actually seeing them play a little bit, they'll bunt the ball, they'll move runners, they get timely hits, but what they really do well is they pitch and play well defensively. So they limit your opportunities to score, and when you face a team like this with the depth in their pitching staff and as well as they play defensively, we feel like, you know, in the 7-inning game we're going to probably get, you know, 2-3 chances to score, and we have to take advantage of those when we have them. And on the other side, in the 9-inning game, you hopefully get 3 or 4 opportunities in which to score, because their pitching staff's good enough that they're not going to give you those 4 and 5 out innings. But I think the one thing that I've seen from them is they really like to start off with the fastball. They pound the zone early in the count, so we have to be aggressive offensively. And it's not a situation where you're trying to get deep into the count, because they have a number of pitchers that they have behind these guys. So we got to get up, and if the first pitch is a pitch we can handle, we got to get after it and try to get some people on base and put some pressure on them.
Coming off of a doubleheader the other day against Midland, did not play very well, did not score in either ball game. Obviously, that's a concern coming into a ball game. With a team like this, I can put some runs on the scoreboard.
There's no question about it. And that was disappointing, because I think, you know, that's been the one thing that we've talked to our kids about. We have to believe that we can beat good teams. And I think, you know, I don't know, I'm not saying that we don't believe it, but I think we question ourselves some, especially when we play the better teams in the conference. And Midland was certainly one of those. But in both of those games, you know, you take away a couple of mistakes. We had a misplayed ball in the outfield in the first game, and they scored a couple runs and they squeezed in a couple of other runs. And then actually in the second game, got a runner on first, bunted him to second. We wild pitched him to third and they hit a ground ball. So they beat you 2-0. But you got to score runs. I mean, that's all there is to it. And we had some opportunities again in those games in some of the innings that I talked about. We weren't able to get a key hit, and we didn't put people in scoring position. We didn't run the bases a couple times as well as you need to. So, you can play all day, and if you don't score any runs, you're not going to win games. I don't care whether it's Midland or Briarcliff or Dort, you have to score runs. And so that'll be a primary concern that we have today against a good pitching staff. We've got to find ways to get runs, and we have to move runners with whether we hit and run or whether we bunt, and we got to get people on base and try to put pressure on them defensively.
What was the problem as far as our offense was concerned the other day?
Well, you know, I think it was a situation. I thought their pitching staff did a nice job. They threw a lot of strike ones, which got us behind in the count. They didn't walk a lot of guys. And when I look at us statistically over the year, we've been pretty good when teams give us opportunities via air or walks. I think the young man in the first game walked one guy, the left-hander. In the second game, I think they walked two. So they didn't give us a lot of base runners. And when teams have not done that, I think we could be said the same thing. When we've played well and we don't give people base runners by walks or errors, we're a much better team. So I'm convinced in the game of baseball, whether it's at the college level or wherever you play it, a lot of teams aren't going to go out and just get 6-7 hits in a row. Unless you can stay away from big innings or innings with opportunities if you don't put people on by walk or error. And I think Midland did a great job of that. And then, like I said, they limited the number of opportunities we have. And when we had those opportunities, we didn't produce.
Our two pitchers, we were looking for a consistent third and fourth. Our two pitchers pitched well enough on Monday to win those games.
They did a great job. You know, I think Tyler Stander went out, and I think he's had some efforts like that throughout the year, sometimes not as consistent as we like. He doesn't overpower anybody, but I think, again, we played pretty good defense behind him, and he pitches to contact, and I thought he did a great job against them. And then Eric Antella has really come on here toward the end of the season and pitched really, really well for us. And, you know, you don't many times get a 9-inning complete game, especially in our league. Michigan. I think his pitch count was just a little over 100, so he was very efficient with what he did, played solid defense behind him, and it's disappointing when you get two good pitching performances like that that you can't score some runs and help them out. So, you know, we talked to our kids about it, and we were really, you know, I was disappointed, and I know they were too, because I hope that they have to realize that we had opportunities to win both of those games. But again, that's one of the reasons Midland's won 38 games, and it's one of the reasons we're under 500, is they do the little things well. They make the big plays when they have to, get a key hit, sacrifice bunt, squeeze bunt, and we weren't able to do that. And that's something that we have to become better at, not only this year but in the future for our program to thrive.
I come back to the final two regular season series here today against Doane, tomorrow against Concordia. With a little luck here, we can scratch away into the tournament next week.
We really can, which is, you know, I that would be something that would be a foundation of what we want to try to do. Bottom line is, we're a team with a pitching staff that has four at least fairly decent pitchers that have shown some consistency, but our 5, 6, 7, 8 have not. And I'll be just very honest with you. And today, because of the situation of having to play a makeup game on Monday, puts us in a situation where we're probably throwing those 5 and 6 guys today. But, you know, that's what you want to hope to do, is develop a pitching staff. So they're going to have to step out against a very good team, and they're going to have to compete for us. And that's what I talk to our kids about. We have to get a competitive edge. We have to believe we can win. We want to get to the tournament. And then, because if we can get to the tournament, our basis is we're going to set up and throw our best pitcher first against whoever we play, because he affords us the best opportunity to win, and then just go game by game if we can get there. But we're a long way from there right now, I can tell you that. And so we have our work cut out today, and we'll have our work cut out tomorrow. But I really believe if we could win 2 of the 4 games, that we're going to have a real good chance to get there.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Doane as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College head coach Steve Sponberg. Coach, it's Doane here this afternoon. We touched on before the break, pretty all-around good baseball team we'll see today.
They really are. They're, like I said, they hit the ball decently. I wouldn't say that, but they pitch and defend really well. They're well coached. Their kids understand the game. Those guys have done a great job over there. I guess I haven't been the Hastings College coach, but I have followed the GPAC conference, and they went from a team that was struggled for a number of years in a row and have really turned it around in a hurry and have maintained that. And I think that's a sign of a good coaching staff, and they're obviously getting good players in. They have an outstanding pitching, like I said, pitching staff, and it's deep. And so it's a situation where they can bring arms out of the bullpen that are very effective and can be with shutdown stuff. And I think they've shown that throughout the year. So when you pitch and defend, you're going to give yourself a great opportunity to win. And they've, I don't think they're terrible offensively, but they score enough runs to win. So they're going to put a lot of pressure on us today. We're going to have to play outstanding defensively behind our pitching staff. We're not going to be able to give them base runners by walk or error, give them 4 or 5 out innings, because they make you pay for those. And then we got to take advantage of the situations that we have when they exist.
We're down to like our 5th and 6th pitchers we'll see here today against one of the better teams in the conference, if not the nation. Andrew Kuda will get the start in game number 1 for us. Talk about him.
Well, Andrew's a guy that came in and transferred as a freshman, and I like his competitiveness. He's a guy that's going to really go out and compete on the mound. I think he brings that desire to the mound, and that's something that we've talked to a lot of our kids about trying to do and develop. Andrew's a freshman. He's got to throw strikes. That's the number one thing. When he's been effective, he's been able to throw fastball, curveball, change for strikes. When he hasn't been, he hasn't been able to throw his curveball for strikes, and he's been all over with his fastball. So he's had some great outings for us. mainly in relief. He started one game and struggled a little bit in that, but I think he deserves the opportunity to pitch in the first one, and we're going to see what he can do. And like I said, we have to play well defensively behind him, and I think if he gets off to a good start, I think he can get stronger as the game goes. But he's another guy that if things don't go well early, it becomes difficult, and again, we don't have the depth in our pitching staff to be able to parade guys out there, so we need to get four or five innings from Andrew, give ourselves an opportunity, and it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that we would use a Fruchtel or a Schneider, our top two, late in the game if we could use them to nail it down, but we're not going to use them with an opportunity if we're not having that chance to win the game.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you much.
That's Steve Sponberg, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Doan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings College head baseball coach Steve Sponberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned as the first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Smith Complex. Hastings College baseball on the air today here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos facing the conference leaders. Here this afternoon, I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings coming in after their doubleheader loss to Midland on Monday here at the Smith Complex. Hastings losing by scores of 4-0 and 2-0 in the ball game. So Hastings has not scored a single run in 17 innings of play. It's back to the Nebraska Wesleyan final inning of the ball game that we had in the preceding doubleheader. So Hastings has gone 17 innings without scoring, including the 16 innings that we saw on the Monday here at Smith. Meanwhile, they face a team that's probably one of the hotter teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, if not the nation. This is a team that has won 22 games in a row. In fact, the last time they lost was back on March the 21st when they were on a road trip, and they lost to Bethesda University out of California by the score of 3-2. Since then, they've rattled off 22 straight wins, including 16 in a row here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan has their sights on winning the baseball championship. They've got a couple of games here against Hastings this afternoon, and they have tomorrow off. They'll finish things off with a doubleheader against Midland on Saturday. So Hastings coming in officially a record of 12 wins and 22 losses on the season, 6-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They can still fight their way into the GPAC postseason tournament next week in South Dakota with maybe a couple of wins in the remaining four here this season. Doan coming in a record of 38 wins and 7 losses. They are 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan, as we talked in the pregame show, very deep in all positions. They've got a pitching staff that has a team ERA of just 2.52. They have an offense that is hitting .330 on the season and a very consistent defense that has turned 36 double plays so far this season. So Hastings College will have to play with their A number one game here today to stay with the Doan College Tigers. But Hastings down to their fifth and sixth pitchers expected to be used here today in the contest. Andrew Kuda will get the start for Hastings in game number one, with our number one and number two starters expected to throw tomorrow in the all-important ball games against the Concordia Bulldogs. So it's Hastings and Doan here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Yesterday, but the field looks like it's going to be in great shape here for the doubleheader today between Hastings and Doan. Hastings will go with the batting order like this. Trenton Neal, he'll lead off. He'll be in left field today. It'll be Drew McGee batting second. He'll play at third base. Mitch Marquardt will be your shortstop. He'll bat third today. Jake Steets, the second baseman, he'll bat fourth, followed by Drew Clark, the first baseman. Then Connor Thomas, the center fielder, he'll bat sixth. Tyler Delafonte will be the designated hitter today. He'll bat seventh. Tanner Campbell, the right fielder, will bat eighth. Tanner Santarelli will be your catcher. He'll bat ninth. And the pitcher today for Hastings will be Andrew Kuda. For the Tigers of Doan, they'll go with Kevin Klassen, the left fielder. He will bat first. Then we'll see Ethan Schroeder. He'll bat second. He'll be at third base today. Liam Bedford will be your designated hitter. He'll bat third. The cleanup hitter will be Nick Studer, your catcher. His batting average is sitting at .432 in the season. Dylan Matthews will be your first baseman. He'll bat fifth. Alex Arkfeld will be your center fielder. He'll bat sixth. Andres Rivera will be your right fielder. He'll bat seventh. Jake Smith batting eighth. He'll be the shortstop. And then Jed Deer, the second baseman, will bat ninth. The pitcher today for the Tigers of Doan will be Nathan Roth. So it'll be Doan up to the plate first to begin this first inning of play, like we have seen in the Great Plains Athletic Conference all season long. The first of a doubleheader is a seven-inning ball game. We'll go nine innings in game number two here today. This is Kevin Klassen up to the plate first for Doan. He'll be your left fielder. Klassen comes in with a batting average of .333 on the season for the Tigers. Doan is a team hitting at .330, one of the better averages in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a ball that's going to be hit the right field. It's going to get down for a base hit. So right away, we've got a single here to lead off the ball game by Kevin Klassen, and the Tigers are aboard with their first hit of the ball game. That's going to bring up Ethan Schroeder next. He'll be the third baseman. The pitcher today for Hastings is Andrew Kuda. He has a record of 1 win, 2 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 7.36. He has thrown 22 innings this year for Hastings, giving up 33 hits and 23 runs. 18 of those have been earned. 8 base on balls and 10 strikeouts. Teams are batting a hefty .363 against him. So Andrew Kuda on the mound here today for Hastings College in game number one. The base runner is on at first base for the Doan College Tigers, just underway here this afternoon. Kuda is a 6'3", 235-pound freshman out of Sandy Creek. Ethan Schroeder is a right-handed hitter. Runner is down there at first base. That is Klassen. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now no balls and two strikes on the third baseman for Doan. That is Ethan Schroeder. Doan is a team that will run the bases. They are 103 for 123 in swiping bases. That compares with 14 out of 18 for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch by Kuda. It's going to be outside and up high for a ball. It's now 1-2. So Kevin Klassen is your base runner down there at first base for Doan as he takes his lead down there. Stealing bases, he is 6 out of 9. So the leadoff man is on for Doan here in the top half of the first inning. Ethan Schroeder has a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the first. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is hit right to the first baseman. They go into the bag at first. There's a throw down at second. Not in time, and the ball gets away from the shortstop for Hastings. So they get one as the ball is knocked right to the first baseman, Drew Clark, who steps on the bag. He then goes to a second base to try to double up the runner at second. That was Kevin Klassen. Klassen slides in, and the ball got away from the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt. So there's one man out for Doan. They've got a base runner in scoring position already. That's Kevin Klassen. He's at second base. The runner was going on the pitch. That was Klassen, but the ball was hit right to the first baseman for Hastings, Drew Clark, who steps on the bag for one easy out. They're trying to double up the base runner at second. The ball got away from Marquardt, the shortstop. Now Kuda is going to go to work here on the Liam Bedford, the designated hitter. First pitch in there is going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 the counts. Bedford has a batting average of .389 on the season for Doan as he steps in there for the right-hand side. Next pitch by Kuda is going to be swung on and fouled tap here at the plate. And the count's going to go to one ball and one strike now on Bedford. Bedford has 28 base hits and 72 trips to the plate so far this year. One home run. He's got 19 RBIs. Got a man on now at second base. That is Kevin Klassen just underway here in the first. Next pitch is way outside by Kuda. And now the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes officially on Liam Bedford. Bedford has walked eight times so far this season. He has struck out four. Taking his lead down there at second base is going to be Klassen. Kuda is working from the stretch here in the first. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. First strikeout of the ball game for Andrew Kuda as Bedford goes down for just the fifth time this season on a strikeout. Now there's two men out here for the Tigers in the first inning of play. That's going to bring up the cleanup hitter. That's going to be Nick Studer coming up there next. Studer is the catcher. His batting average is sitting at .432 in the season. This guy leads Doan in a lot of the major offensive statistics, batting average and base hits, also in doubles and RBIs and total bases. He's done it all for the Tigers in that number four position as he steps in there from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch to him by Andrew Kuda. It's going to miss outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Studer. Dylan Matthews, the first baseman, due up there next, and we'll see Alex Arkfeld as Doan is batting here in the top half of the first inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice one delivered there by Kuda. And now the count is sitting at one ball and one strike to Nick Studer, the catcher for the Tigers. Wears number 12 on his orange uniform here this afternoon. The Tigers have their orange tops with their gray baseball pants on here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. It's going to get out of play. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Hastings in their all whites today with their crimson trim. Doan coming in ranked number 10 in the latest NAIA baseball poll. They've won 22 games in a row, 38-7 in the season, 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming off with their doubleheader loss to Midland on Monday here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count is now two balls and two strikes to Nick Studer. And your base runner is Kevin Klassen. He led the ball game off with a single to right field. Moved down to second base and a ground ball by Ethan Schroeder, and he's been left stranded there at second base. There's the ball lifted to center field. Connor Thomas comes on. He can't make the catch. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Klassen. Here comes the throw in. It's going to be cut off, and the Tigers are on the scoreboard. Nick Studer drives a single to center field. Connor Thomas playing deep out there for the Hastings College Broncos. Could not catch up to the ball. That's an RBI single there by Studer, and the Tigers are on the scoreboard. It's 1-0 here in the first. That's going to bring up Dylan Matthews next. Dylan Matthews comes into play next. Matthews is the first baseman. His batting average is sitting at .364 on the season. Matthews will step in there from the left-hand side. So Doan is on top, 1-0 over Hastings. Matthews a .364 hitter. He's got 44 base hits and 121 trips to the plate. And the pitch by Kuda is going to be in there for a strike. So I'll see our first lefty here, and Dylan Matthews as he comes to the plate. Matthews leads the team in walks. He's got 24. He's got 17 strikeouts so far this season for the Tigers. Kuda will work from the stretch again with our base runner on down at first base. Pitch is going to be outside. There goes the runner at first. He's going to be in there with a head first slide at second base. So Studer gets a stolen base now. So he moves down to a second base with no problems there. A head first slide by Studer, but the throw by the catcher Tanner Santorelli was to the shortstop side of a second base. So that's the 104th stolen base with the Tigers so far this season. As a Studer is aboard now at second. Studer is now 2 out of 2 in stealing bases. There's a ball hit to second base. Picked up there by Jake Steets. He goes to first. That's going to be in time, and that retires Doan in this first inning of play. But the Tigers get on the scoreboard. They score one run on a couple of base hits, no errors on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Doan 1, Hastings College nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through May 31st, Get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings after the first half of an inning. 1-0 is the score. The pitcher today for Doan is going to be Nathan Roth. Roth has a record of 5 wins, 2 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 1.59. Roth has thrown 51 innings for the Tigers this year. That is second on their staff. The 51 innings, he has given up 42 base hits, 17 runs. 9 of those have been earned. 7 base on balls and 47 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .222 against him. So Nathan Roth is a pitcher here for the Doan College Tigers in this ball game against Hastings College. Roth is a 6'1" senior out of California. Went to Cornerstone Christian High School out there in California. Right off of the bat, though, Trenton Neal drills that one into center field. The very first pitch that he sees, he drills to center field for a base hit. So Trenton Neal, the leadoff hitter for Hastings, gets a board here for the Broncos. And that's going to bring up Drew McGee next. So Trenton Neal, he didn't waste any time. The very first pitch that he saw there from the Doan pitcher, Nathan Ross, he drills that one to center field for a base hit. That's going to bring up Drew McGee next. The offense really struggled on Monday in the doubleheader against Midland. Only 12 base hits between the two teams. Actually, 12 base hits in the two ball games for Hastings in that doubleheader against Midland. Broncos were shut out in both of those ball games. Drew McGee coming to the plate next. He's the third baseman for Hastings. His batting average is sitting at .318 in the season. Squares around a bunt, takes a pitch outside to throw down to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there was Trenton Neal. Hastings not really a base stealing threat here. They're just 14 out of 18 in stealing bases this year as a team. Neal is 1 out of 2 in swiping bases. He's your base runner down there at first base. Dylan Matthews will hold him on defensively for Doan. He's the first baseman. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Jams him inside and nearly hit Drew McGee as he pulls that one back. And the count now is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count to Drew McGee. He'll be followed up by Mitch Marquardt, the shortstop, and then Jake Steets, the second baseman. If Hastings can get something going here in the first inning. Your base runner is Trenton Neal down there at first. They square around the bunt again, and it's going to be fouled back to the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike now on Drew McGee for Hastings College. McGee has got 21 base hits in 66 trips to the plate. No home runs. 9 RBIs so far this year. Temperature at game time here today at the Smith Complex is 66 degrees. The wind's out of the northwest, blowing in from left field this afternoon at about 18 miles per hour. Nathan Roth again winds and delivers. There's a bunt laid down first base side. Roth comes over, grabs it, pitchers. He underhands it to first baseman Matthews, and the sacrifice works as they move the base runner along there. It's a 1-3 put out on Drew McGee. Moving down to second base under play is going to be Trenton Neal. Coming up there next for Hastings is going to be Mitch Marquardt. Marquardt comes in with a batting average of .252 so far this year. He's got 31 base hits and 123 trips to the plate. He's got no home runs and 16 RBIs in the season. So Mitch Marquardt after the plate now. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. First inning of 7 here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. There's a ball drilled to the third baseman. Schroeder picks it up. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The runner stays at second base. So Mitch Marquardt getting his first look at the ball there from Nathan Roth. He sends it right to the third baseman, Schroeder, who makes the play on the ball at third base. A 6-3 put out over there at first, and that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Hastings has gone 17 innings without scoring, 16 against Midland, and a couple of shutouts on Monday. They did not score in the final ball game, the final inning against the Nebraska Wesleyan in the preceding series. So Hastings has gone 17 innings without scoring. Trying to break through here in the first inning against Doan with a man on down there at second base. That's Trenton Neal. Jake Steets is at the plate. He takes a strike here. Nothing and one to Steets. He's a second baseman for Hastings College. Steets waiting on the pitch. Here comes the next one. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing and two to Steets. Jake's batting average is .293 on the season. He's got 34 base hits and 116 trips to the plate. Leads the team in doubles with nine. He's got one of the two home runs that Hastings has poked so far this year. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at one ball and two strikes to Jake Steets. So Hastings seeing one of the better pitchers on the Doan pitching staff here this afternoon. And Nathan Roth, he has thrown the second most innings on the staff of 51. Coming into the ball game here this afternoon. Looks in for the sign from his catcher and Nick Studer. 1-0, the Tigers have the lead here in the first inning. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. He strikes him out. Hastings hampered by that in the doubleheader against Midland on Monday. And Jake Steets is caught looking on a third strike here. And that ends the inning for Hastings in the first. They score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to inning number two with a score Doan 1, Hastings nothing.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday, for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Andrew Kuda comes back out for Hastings. He'll throw inning number two. There's a ball hit right to the shortstop. Mark Wardy grabs it, his throw to first base. That's going to be just in time. Catches Alex Arkfeld over there at first. So Alex sends that one right to the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt, in the very first pitch, and he is thrown out over there at the bag at first. One up, one down here for the Tigers, and that's going to bring up Andres Rivera next. He is the right fielder. Rivera comes in with a batting average of .257 so far this season. So Rivera stumps in there from the right-hand side. He'll be followed up by Jake Smith and then Jed Durr. There's a ball that's going to be hit toward the left field. Coming on is the left fielder for Hastings, Neal, as he can't get to it. It falls in front of him, and another base hit here for the Tigers. Andres Rivera sends that one out to the left field. Picked up on a hop there by Trenton Neal. So that's his second base hit of the ball game now for the Tigers. Actually, the third base hit for the Tigers in this ball game. And that's going to bring up Jake Smith next. Smith is a shortstop. His batting average is sitting at .248 on the season. So Smith steps in there for the first time here today with Andres Rivera down there at first base. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Rivera this season, as far as stealing bases is concerned, he leads the team with 17. He's 17 out of 19 stealing bases. He's down there at first base now as the pitch comes to the plate outside and high. Two balls and no strikes now, and Jake Smith. Could be a good pitch to send the runner there at first. We'll see. Rivera inches away from the bag over there for Hastings is Drew Clark. He'll hold him on. Kuda looks that way. The runner stays put. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Jake Smith. Jed Durr is in the on-deck circle here for Doan. Then we'll see Kevin Clausen again in the top of the order. The Tigers out on top with a run and two hits in inning number one here this afternoon. There's a throw of the first base. It's not in time. Andrew Kuda, the freshman from Sandy Creek, pitching here for Hastings College. Jake Smith doing some dirt work. Now he steps back in here. in the right-hand side. The runner stays put. There's a check swing. That's going to be a strike there. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Check swing strike on Jake Smith. So the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just underway here this afternoon. A couple of ball games with Hastings and Doan. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in college baseball. Here comes the next pitch by Andrew Cooter. There goes the runner over at first base, and now they got a throw down there to second base. The runner was going, and he is out down there at second base. So a nice move by Andrew Cooter. The runner was going on the pitch. Cooter saw it out the corner of his eye and threw it over to Drew Clark at first base, who fires it down to a Mitch Marquardt covering the bag at second. They pick off Jake Smith off of the base pads. So now there's two men out here in the inning, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Jake Smith. And here comes the next pitch to him, and it's going to be just inside. That baby just misses. And the count now is at full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So they pick off the base runner at first, Andres Rivera. Two men out here in the inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back away from all the action. And the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. Doan with three base hits so far in the ball game. One here in the second inning, but they haven't been able to do anything with it as Rivera is now erased off of the base pads. Next pitch is going to be fouled away again on the first base side, and the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. Other games going on in the conference today. You've got Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Midland. Morningside is playing at Northwestern today. Dort is at Dakota Wesleyan. And a doubleheader here at the Smith Complex. Doan against Hastings. GPAC postseason tournament starts next week up in South Dakota. Next pitch is going to be high and away, and he finally walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Cuda. That's going to be his first walk of the ball game. So Jake Smith heads down to the bag there at the first base, drawing a walk. That's the 17th time this year that he has received a free pass. And that's going to bring up Jed Durr next. Durr is your second baseman. His batting average is sitting at .239 in the season. He's a left-handed hitter. So now Jake Smith takes his lead down there at first base. Here comes the pitch to Durr. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jed Durr. He's got 16 base hits and 67 trips to the plate so far this year. Out of those 16 hits, he's got 3 doubles and he's got a triple. No home runs, 10 RBIs. Andrew Cuda, the left-handed thrower here for Hastings, rocks and fires. That one comes inside and actually behind the batter. And Jed Durr, nice stop behind the plate by Tanner Santarelli for Hastings. Grabs that ball, not allowing that guy down there at first base to advance to second. Jake Smith is your base runner down there at first base. He is 3 out of 3 in stealing bases so far this year. But Doan's got two men out here in the top half of the second inning. 1-0 is the score. Tigers have the lead. Andrew Cuda working down from the stretch with that base runner out at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate, swung on, hit towards center. That's going to fall for a base hit, picked up on a couple of hops by Connor Thomas. Jake Smith stops at second base, so Jed Durr gets a single here in this second inning of play. The number 9 hitter as he singles the center field. So 2 hits now in the inning for the Tigers. That's going to bring up the top of the order now, and Kevin Clausen. Clausen led off the ball game with a single here for the Tigers. Came around to score the run after the base hit by Nick Studer later on in the inning. 1-0 is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Clausen came into the ball game with a batting average of .333. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit towards center field. Coming on is going to be Connor Thomas, and Thomas can't get there. Around the bag at third and coming home is going to be Jake Smith. Ending up at third base is going to be Jed Durr. And another single there by the Tigers, as Kevin Clausen is now 2 for 2 in the ball game as he drives home a run, and it's a 2-0 ball game. The Tigers have the lead. So Jake Smith comes around to score for the Tigers. They make it 2-0, standing at third base now. On the play is going to be Jed Durr. Over there at first base is going to be Kevin Clausen. So 2-0 is the score. That's the 5th base hit now off of Andrew Cuda, and we're not yet out of the second inning. Ethan Schroeder comes to the plate next. Schroeder is the third baseman. Started the day with a batting average of .391. He grounded back to the first baseman his first time up there. The runners are now on at the corners at first and third with Ethan Schroeder to the plate down for the Tigers. Here comes the pitch. It's hit right off of the glove of the pitcher, Cuda, and then mishandled by Marquardt at shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe, and a run scores. Ethan Schroeder sends that right back to Okuda, who couldn't handle it. Then Mitch Marquardt at shortstop trying to make the play on the ball. He couldn't do it either. Everybody's going to be safe. Jet Durr comes in to score. That makes it a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Heading up over at second base is going to be Clausen. On there at first base is going to be Ethan Schroeder. And now head coach Steve Sponberg is out of the dugouts. They're going to give Schroeder a base hit on that baby. That drives home another run. So a couple of RBIs here in this inning. And now Steve Sponberg is out talking to his infield here with the Broncos falling behind by a score of 3-0 here in the second inning. Coach hoping to get 4 or 5 innings out of Andrew Kuda here today. Broncos not real deep on the pitching staff this year. Hastings will play a 9-inning ball game following this, and then they got another doubleheader tomorrow against Concordia. Broncos will probably have to pick up a couple of wins tomorrow to get into the conference tournament next week. They got their number 1 and number 2 pitchers, A.J. Fruchtel and also Christian Schneider, lined up to go tomorrow in the all-important series against the Bulldogs here at home. So Andrew Kuda stays out there for the time being. Runners are on at first and second base. The score is now a 3-0 ball game. The Tigers have the lead. And this is Bedford coming to the plate next. He takes a strike here. Liam Bedford, the designated hitter, he struck out his first time up there. Bedford wears number 9 on the orange uniform as he takes a couple of practice swings. Kuda working from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. Hit right to the third baseman. It's going to be grabbed there by McGee, and he tags out the runner coming to third base. So Bedford lines one to McGee, who grabs the ball. Took it off of the turf there. He tags out the base runner at coming to third base. That was Kevin Clausen. So the inning is over, but Doan does a little damage here as they score a couple of runs in the inning on 4 base hits. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Doan 3, Hastings College nothing.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos are trailing in the ballgame now by a score of 3-0. The conference leaders, the Doan College Tigers, putting up a run in the first inning, 2 more in the second. Tigers have already hammered out 6 base hits in the ball game. They lead Hastings by the score of 3-0. Broncos will send up 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order to face Nathan Roth here in the second inning of play. Drew Clark sends that baby to right field right on the very first pitch. So Drew Clark leads off the second inning with a single to right field. Trent Neal did the same thing. Very first pitch, he led off the bottom of the first with a single to right field. So Clark gets aboard here. That's hit number 2 in the ball game for Hastings, and that's going to bring up Connor Thomas next. Thomas is the center fielder, batting in the number 6 position here this afternoon for head coach Steve Sponberg. His batting average is sitting at .293 on the season. So now Nathan Ross will have to work from the stretch. There's a big swing and a miss here by Connor Thomas, nothing and one. Thomas has got 12 base hits and 41 trips to the plate so far this year for the Broncos. No home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas has walked twice, and he has struck out 12 times. Opens up his stance a little bit here in the right-hand batter's box, waiting on the pitch, squares around the bunt, takes a pitch outside for a ball, and that's now 1 ball and 1 strike to Connor Thomas. Steve Sponberg down in the third base coaching box there for Hastings College, rolling through the signs. Blake Marquardt over here in the first base coaching box. Taking a lead down here at first base is going to be Drew Clark. Clark has not attempted a stolen base so far this season. Got a pretty good lead over the right now. Stays put. Thomas pops this one up, comes back toward the screen, and it's going to get out of play. Now goes the 1-2. Hastings College softball team also playing out here at the Smith Complex today. They've got a 5 o'clock doubleheader start as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan today. Hastings College softball team currently sitting in third place in the conference standings behind Morningside and Northwestern. 1-2 here to Connor Thomas. Next pitch is going to be up around the bill of the batting helmet here. And the count is now even up at 2-2. Tyler Delafonte would be up there next for Hastings. He's the designated hitter. Then we'll see Tanner Campbell. Hastings batting at the bottom of the second here this afternoon. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's swung on and missed. And Connor Thomas goes down. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Nathan Ross. So 2 strikeouts, no walks so far by Roth. He's given up a couple of base hits and no runs thus far. We move on to Tyler Delafonte now, the number 7 hitter in the Bronco lineup. One man out for Hastings here in this second inning. Delafonte will bat from the left-hand side as he waits on the righty, Nathan Ross. Here's the pitch to the plate, and he fouled away. Third base side, nothing and one to Tyler Delafonte. His batting average is sitting at .229 in the season. Delafonte has got 24 base hits and 105 trips to the plate. No home runs. He's got 9 RBIs so far this year. Your base runner down there is Drew Clark down there at first base, taking his lead. Dylan Matthews is the first baseman. He'll hold him on there. Nathan Roth working from the stretch as he looks in for the sign down from his catcher, Nick Studer. Comes center to the mound, and now he steps off of the rubber, looking the runner back there at first base. That is Drew Clark. Hastings 12-22 in the season, 6-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, trying to scratch their way into the conference tournament next week up in South Dakota. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and they count now with 1-1. Top 8 teams in the regular season standings will advance to the postseason tournament next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings right now starting the day 7th in the conference standings. Next pitch is going to be fouled down the third base side and coming over toward the fence, and it's going to get out of play. Giving chase was Schroeder, the third baseman, but he could not get there. And the count is sitting at 1-2. And the wind is blowing in from left field here this afternoon. We're not going to see a lot of balls that are hit deep in this park. 330 down the left field side, 330 feet away down the right field side. 349 to the power alleys and 380 to straightaway center. There's a ground ball to short over to second for one over to first base. That's in time. Double play. Doan turns to double play here in the second inning of play. It's 6-4-3. Double play, and the Tigers will get out of the inning here in inning number 2. So the Tigers, they turn double play number 37 on the season as they get out of the second inning. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning with a score. The Tigers 3, Hastings nothing.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike, and when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick 2 lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today at 1230 KHAS. We're at the Smith Complex. Hastings trailing the Tigers, the conference leaders. But Doan College Tigers 3-0 as we head to inning number 3 here today. Kuda stays out there for Hastings College. Nick Studer is going to come to the plate here for Doan. Studer is the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers. He had an RBI single back there in inning number 1. He takes a look at that breaking pitch there from Kuda. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at 1 to Nick Studer. Doan dressed in their orange tops here this afternoon. They're gray baseball pants. Here comes the next pitch by Kuda. It's going to be just outside for a ball. That's now 1-1 to Studer. 12 strikeouts, 17 walks so far this year for the cleanup hitter in the batting order here for Doan. Studer takes a look at the pitch there. A fastball is going to miss inside. And the count is sitting at 2-1. Here the Hastings College softball team playing Nebraska Wesleyan today. At 5 o'clock, just behind us here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch by Kuda. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nice pitch delivered up there by Andrew Kuda. Now the count is sitting at 2-2. So Hastings against Nebraska Wesleyan in softball today. Mount Marty is playing the College of St. Mary's at a doubleheader this afternoon in college softball. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 3-2. Doan had a couple of base hits and a run in inning number 1 today. They had 4 base hits and 2 runs in the second inning. The Tigers are out on top by a score of 3-0 here in the ball game. So the Tigers have already hammered out 6 base hits there against Andrew Kuda. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. That's going to be walk number 2 delivered up there by Kuda. So Doan, for the third straight inning, has got a base runner. And that's going to bring up Dylan Matthews next. He is the first baseman. Matthews grounded out to the second base to end the first inning of play. So Matthews is 0-1 so far today. Started the day with a batting average of .364. Matthews with 44 base hits and 121 trips to the plate. Coming into the ball game today, he's got 9 doubles, 2 triples, no home runs, and he's got 30 RBIs. Your base runner is Studer. Down there, it's a first base for Doan. Here comes the pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Dylan Matthews going for everything there and comes up empty. Nothing and 1 to Matthews. He has struck out 17 times this year. Matthews has got a team-high 24 base on balls. Tigers with a base runner at first base. We're in the top half of the third inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Matthews squaring around the button, pulls it back at the last second. The pitch was down low, and the count is sitting at 1-1. Alex Arkfeld would be next. He's the center fielder, and Andres Rivera. Kuda working from the stretch here in the third. Looks at the runner at first base. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be popped up. Connor Thomas drifting back in center field. He settles under, and he makes the catch. A hard hit ball to center field, but Connor Thomas gets under it and makes the catch for the out here for Hastings, as Dylan Matthews gives that baby a ride, but right at Connor Thomas, who makes the play on the ball right in front of the 380-foot sign out there in center field. Now there's one man out here in the third. That's going to bring up Alex Arkfeld next. He's a center fielder. He grounded out to the shortstop to begin inning number 2 here today. Back up there here in the third. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and 1 to Alex Arkfeld. Arkfeld started the day with a batting average of .300, 42 base hits, and 140 trips to the plate. Arkfeld actually leads the team in triples this year. He's got 4. Backs out of the batter's box. The runner goes back at first base. That's Nick Studer, your base runner for the Tigers here in the third. Here comes the next pitch by Andrew Kuda. It's going to be down low for a ball. That's now 1-1 to Arkfeld. Arkfeld has struck out more than any other guy on the Doan team. He's got 35 strikeouts so far this year. He's walked 18 times. Arkfeld with a club in hand. There goes a runner at second base, or first base, down to second base. The throw down there is not in time. Head first slide there by Studer as he gets aboard at second base now. So that's the 105th stolen base on the season now for the Tigers. Base runner is on at second base, and now Arkfeld has got a count here of 2-1 at the plate. Arkfeld is the right-handed hitter here for the Tigers. Rivera is due up there next. Arkfeld waiting on the pitch here from Andrew Kuda. Here it comes, a swing and a miss. Now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Alex Arkfeld. Rivera, then Jake Smith, and Jed Durr. Working in the bottom third of the order right now for the Tigers. 3-0, Doan has got the lead. Andrew Kuda now steps off with a runner, or steps off with a rubber and sends that base runner back to second base. Wind's blowing in out of the northwest at about 18 miles per hour, so it's going to take a real jack to get anything out of here today. There's a ball hit towards short. Marquardt charges on the ball, picks it up, throws it to first base. That's not going to be in time. Ball hit off of the handle of the bat there. Goes trickling out to the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt, who comes charging into the grassy portion of the infield to grab that one. That's going to be a base hit here for Arkfeld. So that's 7 base hits now for Doan in 2 1/3 innings. Heading over the third base on the play is going to be Studer. Now Arkfeld is over there at first base. And now Rivera comes to the plate next for Doan. The Tigers scored a run in the first inning. They've got 2 more in the second. Now they're threatening again here in the third inning of play. Doan has won 22 games in a row, including 16 straight games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got the lead here over Hastings 3-0, threatening for more. There's a strike delivered up there by Andrew Kuda, 0-1 to Andres Rivera. Rivera with a batting average of .257 so far this season. 37 base hits and 144 trips to the plate. Next pitch will be fouled away. And the count is now even at 1-1. Jake Smith would be next, and then Jed Durr. Andrew Kuda would like to get out of the inning with no damage done here. But there's only one man out. 2 base runners at first and third, respectively. Kuda working from the stretch. Kuda delivers to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now with 2-1. Tanner Santarelli behind the plate today for Hastings with Kuda on the mound. Drew McGee is down there at third base. And Mitch Marquardt is on at shortstop. Jake Steets at second. Drew Clark is on at first base. Here comes the next pitch by Kuda. That ball is going to be swung on, hit to left field. Trent Neal going back. Neal going back. That one is up against the wall out there at 374. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Here comes the throw in. It's not going to be in time. 2 runs score on a double by Andres Rivera. Rivera sends that one out to left center field. A hard hit ball that's going to drive home a couple of runs. And the Tigers are out on top now by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. So Studer comes in from third base to score. Coming around from first base to score is going to be Arkfeld. And ending up at second base on the play on a 2-run double is going to be Andres Rivera. And now Jake Smith comes to the plate next for the Tigers. So 5-0 is the score. Doan is out on top of Hastings here this afternoon. Smith, he had a base on balls back there in inning number 2 and came around to the score. One of the runs, very first pitch from Kuda, is going to be fouled away on the first base side. So 0-1 to Jake Smith. It hit something out there. Oohs and ahs. Andres Rivera is your base runner down there. It's a second base. Jake Smith out of the batter's box right now. Now he re-enters here as Andrew Kuda looks into the sign from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli. There's only one man out here for Doan in the third inning. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Hastings can ill afford to fall too far behind. Hastings is not a team that's going to scratch out 6 or 7 runs in a game. But they're already trailing 5-0 here in this ballgame. Next pitch to Jake Smith is going to be way outside for a ball. It's now 2-1. 1 in the first, couple of more in the second, couple of more in the third. Tigers out on top, 5-0. There's one man out here in this third inning. And a base runner is at second base. That is Andres Rivera. Jake Smith re-enters the right-hand batter's box with a count of 2-1. Here comes the next pitch from Kuda. That ball is going to be hit to the shortstop. Marquardt backhands it there. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play there by the shortstop, Mitch Marquardt. Runner stays put at second base. Marquardt makes the play and the ball is short. Now there's two men out here in the inning. That's going to bring up Jed Durr next. Durr, he had a single in the second inning and came around to score one of the two runs. Durr started the day with a batting average of .239. No home runs. He's got 10 RBIs in the season. Chance to do some damage here with a base runner at second base. There's a quick move to second base. The ball's going to be thrown into center field, picked up there by Connor Thomas. Runner's heading for third. He slides home there. That ball again gets away from the third baseman, McGee, but the runner will stay put. Andres Rivera at second base. Ball got away. As Cuda tried to pick him off, he ends up at third base. That's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings College. So now a runner is at third base on the play. Two men out. Jed Durr at the plate. And a pitch to Jed Durr is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the second baseman for Doan, Jed Durr. 14 base on balls and 7 strikeouts so far this season for Durr. There's a hard hit ball on the first base side out of play. Foul territory. Whistling right by the first base coach there for the Tigers. So now the count is sitting at 1-1 to Jed Durr. He is the number 9 hitter for the Tigers. Doan ranked number 10 this week in the NAIA baseball poll. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. It's now 1-2 to Jed Durr. He's playing at second base today. Doan has won 22 games in a row coming to this baseball game here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be swung on. Hit to the right side, fielded there by Drew Clark as he goes to the pitcher covering the bag, and he can't get there. It's not going to be in time. He tried to tag him out, and now they're going to have some discussion out there. Everybody's going to be safe as Rivera comes in to score. Jed Durr gets a board at first base. The ball was hit between the first and second baseman Clark and Steets. Clark came over to grab the ball and started to make a move toward first base, and he finally underhands it to the pitcher, Andrew Cuda, who was covering the bag over there at first. He was not quite there, so Cuda tried to tag out the runner coming down the line there. Jed Durr, and he evidently missed him. And Durr is on the bag at first base, drives home a run. So now it's a 6-0 ball game in favor of the Tigers. There's still two men out. Now the top of the order comes up there next. So 9 base hits so far for the Tigers in this ballgame. And we're still in the third inning of play. Hastings with one error here in the inning. 3 runs have scored. And here comes the next pitch to the play. It's going to be to Kevin Clausen. And the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 1-0 the count. 6-0 to score. Doan has got the lead over the Broncos here this afternoon. Next pitch, bouncing ball, left side. Marquardt, he can't handle it at shortstop. It's into left field for a base hit. Picked up by Trenton Neal out there. So Kevin Clausen gets aboard again. That's the third time today he's got aboard here. That's going to be another base hit for Clausen. And here comes Steve Sponberg out of the dugout. Runners are on at first and second base now. And this could be all she wrote for Andrew Cuda. The Tigers are starting to get to Andrew Cuda here in this third inning of play. So runners are on at first and second. And that's going to be all she wrote for Andrew Cuda, as Cuda is going to be lifted here in the third inning of play. So we've got a pitching change in store here. Hastings College trailing in the ballgame. Doan has got the lead over the Broncos. Doan 6, Hastings College nothing. We'll have more right after this.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, a OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Hastings College is going to be Kyle Stromer. Andrew Kuda, he lasts 2 2/3 innings today. He has up 6 runs so far. A couple of guys on the base pads will be charged to his statistics if they come home. 1 strikeout, couple of walks, 10 base hits. 6-0 is the score. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. First game of 2 here today. Kyle Stromer comes out there next for Hastings. Stromer has thrown 16 innings for the Broncos this year. His record at no wins and 2 losses on the year. His ERA is at 14.06. Stromer does have a save and a relief appearance. 16 innings pitch. He's given up 42 hits, 34 runs. 25 of those have been earned. 5 base on balls, 7 strikeouts. Teams are batting .467 against him. The numbers obviously not in Stromer's favor here. As he goes to work in the very first pitch, he hits the batter. That's Ethan Schroeder. He is hit by a base on balls here. It's hit by a pitch by Stromer. So a hit batter. That loads up the bases now. Schroeder heads down to first base. Clausen is on at second base. On at third is going to be Jed Durr. After the plate is going to be Benford. Benford is the designated hitter. His average at .389 on the season. And a pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. He's reached on a fielder's choice, and he has struck out so far in the ballgame. This is the 9th man to come to the plate for the Tigers in the 3rd inning. Doan is out on top by a score of 6-0 over Hastings. There's the next pitch going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And they got now at 1-1. Steve Sponberg, the head coach for Hastings College, talked in the pregame show about staying out of the big inning. And so far, Doan has put up 3 runs here in the 3rd with the bases loaded. There's a pitch that's going to be onside, and a nice grab there from behind the plate by Santarelli. 2-1 now to Liam Bedford. Nick Studer, the cleanup hitter, would be up there next. Doan trying to inflict some damage here in inning number 3. Next pitch is going to be foul tap. And the count now is sitting at 2-2. Bright sunshiny day here today in Hastings after some rains last night. Field in good condition for this doubleheader between Hastings and Doan. Tigers out on top. They got the bases loaded. Here comes the next pitch. That baby just misses outside. Now they counted 3-2. No place to put Bedford. So the runners will be going here on the pitch. Bedford takes a couple of practice swings. Stromer working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Coming over is going to be Campbell. He can't get there. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in. Around the back, here comes the 3rd run. He's going to get there. 3 runs score and a double to right field. So Bedford drives home 3 runs and a double to right field. And the Tigers doing major damage here in inning number 3. So 3 runs score. 3 runs score on the double to right field. All those runs will be charged, or 2 of the runs will be charged to Kuda. And now the Tigers have batted around here in this 3rd inning of play. As Nick Studer will come to the plate next. He led off this inning with a base on balls. And here comes a big swing and a miss. This one's scheduled for 7 here this afternoon. So Bedford is behind in the count now. Or rather, Studer is behind in the count. No balls and 1 strike. Bedford with a 3-run double. He's standing on the bag at second base now for the Tigers. Kyle Stromer again is your pitcher here for Hastings College in relief of Andrew Kuda. The way things are going, we could see the pitching by committee here in this first ball game. Head coach Steve Sponberg looking for somebody to throw some strikes here in this one. Here comes the next ball hit right back to Stromer. He bobbles the ball, now grabs it and underhands it to first base. That's going to be in time. And Astuder is out on the play at first base. But a big inning there for the Doane College Tigers. They score 6 runs here in the inning. They've got the lead over Hastings College as we move to the bottom of the third inning. The score is Doane 9, Hastings College 0.
Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex here today. Hastings College is now trailing Doane by a score of 9-0 as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Hastings is now getting through their order here. They got 8-9-1 coming up here in the third. They'll face Nathan Roth for the Doane College Tigers. So Doane already with 9 runs and 11 base hits here in the ball game. They've left 4 runners on the base pads. Hastings with no runs on a couple of base hits. As Hastings will go to work now here in the third inning. It's now been 19 innings as this long dry spell continues. 19 innings, Hastings without scoring. They've had some base runners here in this ball game today. Drew Clark has gotten aboard on a single. Trent Neal got aboard with a leadoff single in this ball game. But so far, no challenge from the Broncos, and they're trailing this contest by a score of 9-0, being out hit 11-2 so far. This is Tanner Campbell at the plate right now. Campbell is the right fielder. Tanner Santarelli will follow him, and then Trent Neal again back to the top of the order. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike now to Tanner Campbell for Hastings College. Batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon. Bats from the left-hand side. There's a swing and a miss there. The count's at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings College softball team playing Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. They're in the field, the softball field right behind us here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count to Tanner Campbell as he bats here. Batting average on the season is sitting at 278. 14 base on balls, 21 strikeouts for Campbell as he fouls away this next pitch on the third base side. And the count is now full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 20 base hits and 72 trips to the plate for Campbell so far this season. Got 4 doubles. He's got a triple. And now he's got a base on balls here as he walks for the 15th time this season. So Tanner Campbell throws the bat away and he heads down to the bag at first. So Hastings gets their third base runner in as many innings. Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate next for Hastings. Santarelli is the catcher for the Broncos. His batting average at 265 on the season. No home runs. He's got 7 RBIs this year. Throw over the first base, not in time. Tanner Campbell is back in there. Campbell stealing bases so far this year. He's not attempted one. Hastings is a team, 14 out of 18. Pitch comes inside and leading away from that one. It was Santarelli. The count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trent Neal would be next, and then Drew McGee. Hastings needs some base runners, and he needs some offense here to stay with one of the hotter teams around. And the Tigers of Doane, they're looking for their 23rd straight win here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count is at 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings College Baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Here comes the next pitch from Roth. That ball is hit toward third, fielded there by Schroeder. Goes to second for one to first base. In time, double play. That's the second double play that Doan has turned today. 5-4-3 double play there. That erases the Bronco base runners. That's going to bring up Trent Neal next. So two double plays for Doan so far in this ballgame. That's 38 now for the season for the Tigers. Now the base pads are empty for Hastings College as Neal comes to the plate. Ball hit right to Schroeder at third base, who quickly gets the ball over to Jet Durr, the second baseman, and the relay throw over to Matthews over at first base was in time, so Doan turns the double play. Now Trenton Neal comes up there for Hastings. We'll take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Neal. Neal started the day with a batting average of .323. Let off the ball game in the bottom of the first inning with a single. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Nathan Roth is your pitcher for Doan. Roth again with an ERA of 1.59 coming into the ball game here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. So now three balls and no strikes. If Neal can get aboard, we'll see Drew McGee. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. This one is scheduled for 7 here today. First game of 2. Next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. 3-1. Neal taking all the way on that one. Trenton Neal's a left-handed hitter working against the righty out there on the mound. Next pitch is way outside for a ball, and he walks him. So two walks given up here in this inning by Nathan Roth. Those are his first two walks of the ball game. So heading down to the bag at first base is going to be Trenton Neal. Now Drew McGee comes up there next. McGee is the third baseman for Hastings. He laid down his sacrifice his first time up there. McGee now comes up with a base runner at first base and two men out. Here in this bottom half of the third inning, here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Drew McGee for Hastings. McGee started the day with a batting average of .318. No home runs. He's got 9 RBIs on the season. Stands here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Arkfeld will look up, and he grabs it out there. Alex Arkfeld grabs it out in center field for the third out of the inning. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning now with a score, Doan 9, Hastings College nothing.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
This spring, savings are in the air. Right now, when you call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, you can save up to $1,700 on perfect air for your home. Sure, most air is free, but perfect air has to be created. A Lennox Home Comfort System from Precision Heating and Air Conditioning does just that. It makes your air feel perfectly comfortable now and throughout the year. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 402-463-6061 today. That's 402-463-6061 for the perfect sale on perfect air.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos are trailing in the ballgame to Doan 9-0, and now here come the Tigers back up to the plate here in the fourth inning of play. They batted around and then some in the last inning and scored 6 runs, and they lead off this fourth inning with a single there to right field. Dylan Matthews gets his single. So the Tigers again have their leadoff man on here in the fourth inning of play. And Alex Arkfeld comes up there next. He is a center fielder. The starting pitcher today for Hastings was Andrew Kuda. Now we're seeing Kyle Stromer out there. Stromer returns here in the fourth inning. Arkfeld comes up there next. He is 1-for-2 so far today. He's grounded out and he has singled. He has scored a run. He will take a strike there. Nothing and one to Alex Arkfeld. He started the day with a batting average of .300. Doan scores 1 run in the first inning, 2 more in the second, then he scored 6 runs in the third inning on 5 base hits. There's a ball that gets away from the catcher. Santarelli picks it up and throws it down to second base. They've got the man down there at second. Dylan Matthews is thrown out. That ball got away from Santarelli, but it was right out in front of the plate as he goes out there and pounces on it like a cat. He throws it down to second base to get Dylan Matthews attempting to steal second base. So Matthews is thrown out. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit towards second. Steets has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. So Arkfeld is thrown out on the play from second to first. And Andres Rivera comes up there next. Rivera, so far, he had a two-run double back there in the third inning of play. He came around to score himself. He had a single back there in the second. So he is 2-for-2 so far today. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .257. He will bat from the right-hand side. Tigers are out on top by a score of 9-0. And the pitch is in be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to Andres Rivera. Ford Doan batting in the number 7 position here this afternoon. Next pitch from Stromer is going to be hit down to third baseline, foul territory. Now no balls and two strikes to Rivera. Rivera has got 26 strikeouts so far this year. He's got 21 base on balls, 37 base hits. Next pitch is going to be way outside for ball. One ball and two strikes. Hastings and Concordia tomorrow afternoon here at the Smith Complex. That'll be the final regular season doubleheader of the season. As the next ball is going to be hit toward right field. Again, Tanner Campbell comes over and he makes the catch. So Andres Rivera will fly out to the right fielder and Tanner Campbell to end the inning. Doan scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning now with a score of the Tigers 9, Hastings College 0.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex, Hastings College is trailing Doan first half of the doubleheader. 9-0 is the score. Hastings coming to bat here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. We'll have numbers 3, 4, and 5 coming up here. Mitch Marquardt, Jake Steets, and Drew Clark. If those guys can get aboard, we'll see Connor Thomas. Nathan Roth is your pitcher out there for Doan. He's went all the way with the Tigers so far. He's allowed no runs, a couple of base hits in the ball game so far. And there's a ball going to be hit to a left center field. Coming over is going to be the center fielder, Arkfeld, and he grabs it. So Mitch Marquardt on the very first pitch sends that one out to center field. But Arkfeld, the center fielder, making an easy play on the ball out there for the first out of the inning. Jake Steets coming up there next. Steets, he struck out his first time up there, so he's 0-for-1 so far today. Jake Steets, he will dig in there from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Nathan Roth. That's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jake Steets, a .293 hitter on the season, leads the team in doubles with 9. He's got one of the 2 home runs that Hastings College has poked so far this year. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes on Steets. Nathan Roth in his full windup. Here's the delivery. There's a pitch is right at the knees for a called strike. 2-1 the count. Steets played in that doubleheader on Monday against Midland. Went 1-for-7 at the plate. Hastings had 5 base hits. One of those ball games, 7 in the other. No runs in either one of them. Next pitch is going to be lined on the first base side right in front of the dugout for Doan. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jake Steets, the number 4 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. Second one to come to the plate here in the fourth inning. Doan out on top. They used 6 runs in the third inning to open up a 9-0 lead now over Hastings. Next pitch is going to be hit left side of the diamond, picked up by Schroeder at third, and he goes over to first. That's in time. Just got a little piece of that one. Schroeder come charging in from third base to pick it up on the hop. He gets it over to first base, an easy play over there for the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Drew Clark next. Clark has got a single for Hastings. That was back in the second inning. Clark has singled, and Trent Neal has singled. Those are the 2 base hits for Hastings thus far. Broncos have not got anybody by second base so far in this ball game yet. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on Clark. Nothing and one to Drew. 321 is his batting average. He's got one of the home runs that Hastings has put up there so far this year. 1 home run, 20 RBIs on the season. As the next pitch is going to be down low. Clark now looking at a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roth getting his sign from his catcher, Nick Struder. Winds and delivers to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away on the third base side. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. A lot of activity out here at the Smith Complex today. Baseball here on one of the fields. And right behind us, the Hastings College softball team taking on Nebraska Wesleyan in a doubleheader. Here comes the next pitch by Roth. That baby is way outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Drew Clark. 5 base on balls, 8 strikeouts so far this year for Clark. Nathan Roth is full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a called third strike, and he strikes him out. A strikeout in the ball game. That's going to be the third K for the pitcher, Nathan Roth. And Hastings goes down in order again here in the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning now with a score. Doan 9, Hastings College nothing.
Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Bottom of the fourth inning in softball. Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan 3-1. Broncos leading the Prairie Wolves 3-1 after 4 innings. Hastings in softball currently sitting in third place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 9-5 on the season, 20-17 overall, trailing Morningside and Northwestern as they head to the final weekend of the regular season. Hastings with a matchup today with Nebraska Wesleyan. Leading in the contest 3-1, the baseball team trailing Doan here by a score of 9-0 as we head to the fifth inning of play. Doan will send up numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. Jake Smith, Jed Durr, then Kevin Clausen. Stromer stays out there for Hastings. Kyle Stromer on in relief of the starter, Andrew Kuda, who lasted just 2 2/3 innings today. A pitch at the plate is 1 ball and 1 strike. The count at the plate, 1-1 the count. There's a check swing by Jake Smith. They say he went around with it, so it's now 1-2. Smith so far today reached on a base on balls, and he has grounded out one, so he's 0-1. Smith, a right-handed hitter. Stromer, a right-handed thrower for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be down low and in the dirt. Now goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tigers 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have their sights set on winning a conference championship here this weekend. They will now play tomorrow to finish things off with a doubleheader against Midland on Saturday. Next pitch can be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith started the day with a batting average of .248. He's up there for the third time here today. There's a ball hit towards center. Connor Thomas backs up, settles under, and makes the catch. So Jake Smith will fly out to center to begin this fifth inning of play. Now Jed Durr comes up there next. Jed Durr started the day with a batting average of .239. Batting in the number 9 position here for the Tigers. But Durr has come up with a couple of base hits. He has scored 2 runs, and he's got an RBI so far. Not too shabby for a number 9 hitter as he comes up there again. Now we're going to have a pinch. Check that. We're going to have a pinch hitter coming up there now for Doan. First pitch comes back to the screen. This could be Brandon Manisize, a freshman coming up there. So he comes up there now here in this fifth inning of play. And we'll take a strike in the outside corner. So it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So we got a pinch hitter up there now for the Tigers. They obviously have a big lead now at 9-0. Here comes the next pitch by Stromer. He's going to be in there for another strike. It's now 1 ball and 2 strikes. He's batting for Durr in the number 9 position. Durr at second base. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away here at the plate. The count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. This guy has got 2 base hits and 3 trips to the plate so far this year. He's appeared in 7 games for the Tigers. Bats from the right-hand side. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. For Stromer, that's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game for him. Now there's 2 men out here in the inning. Kevin Klassen comes up there next. Klassen is the left fielder. He is 3 for 3 so far today. He's got 3 singles. He scored a couple of runs. He's got an RBI out of that leadoff position. So Klassen comes up there again, this time against Kyle Stromer. There's a check swing. There's an inside pitch, and they appealed out of the base umpire, says he did not go around with it. So the count is at 1 ball and no strikes. Doan batting here in the fifth inning of play. 9-0 is the score. Tigers have the lead. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. 2-0 the count. Ethan Schroeder swinging the bat down the on-deck circle here for the Tigers. Tanner Santarelli behind the plate for Hastings here in this first ball game with Kyle Stromer now on the mound. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. 3 balls and no strikes. Hastings and Concordia tomorrow here at the Smith Complex. Broncos will probably be playing for a trip to the postseason tournament tomorrow with Concordia coming in here. 4:30 will be the first pitch, 4:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Klassen taking all the way on that one. And the count is at 3 balls and 1 strike. 2 men out for the Tigers here in the fifth. Next pitch by Stromer is going to be hit to the right side. Going over is going to be Clark, the first baseman, underhands it to the bag. And it's going to be in there in time as Kyle Stromer gets over there to cover the bag this time for Hastings. They didn't execute the very similar play earlier in this ball game, but they get this one down. It's a put out. As Klassen grounds out to first base. So Doan goes down in order here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Doan has the lead. The Tigers 9. Hastings nothing.
Lots of candidates talk tough. One candidate for attorney general has walked the walk. Brian Bisher. As an attorney, Brian has defended the rights of Nebraska farmers and ranchers against the Obama administration, fought for our water rights and prosecuted violent criminals. A pro-life, fiscal conservative, and fourth-generation Nebraskan, Brian Bisher.
I'm running for attorney general because Nebraska families deserve a fighter who will stand up to the Obama administration, keep violent criminals behind bars, and protect the rights of the unborn. I grew up on a farm. I've used my law degree to fight the Obama administration and protect Nebraska farmers and ranchers. As Attorney General, I'll defend Nebraska against intrusions from the federal government, and I'll continue the fight against Obamacare. As a dad, I care about keeping our communities safe. One of my top priorities will be reforming the good time law. Violent, repeat criminals should not receive good time sentence reductions. I'm Brian Bisher, and I'm asking for your support for Attorney General.
Paid for by citizens to elect Brian Bisher. BrianBisher.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball Today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Other games going on in the conference today. Nebraska Wesleyan is playing two games at Midland. Doan here against Hastings College. Morningside playing two in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Northwestern Red Raiders. And Dakota Wesleyan at home today playing two games against Dort. Final week of the regular season. The GPAC postseason tournament gets underway next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings batting here in the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth, they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-0. This first game of two scheduled for 7 here tonight. Connor Thomas, Tyler Delafonte, Tanner Campbell due up there for Hastings. Numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count is at no balls and two strikes to Connor Thomas. Hastings so far with two base hits in the ball game, one in the first, one in the second. Nothing in the third and nothing in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch. He'll be outside for a ball. 1-2 the count to Connor Thomas. Batting here for the Broncos, trying to break a long scoring drought. Shut out in both ball games on Monday. They're being shut out so far by the Tigers here at 9-0. Next pitch is going to miss outside. Now the count of two balls and two strikes to Connor Thomas. Start of the day with a batting average of .293. Steve Sponberg just looking for any kind of a spark to get this team ignited here this week. Next pitch is going to be hit off the handle of the bat. Slow roller is fielded there over the first base. That's going to be in time. A head first slide down there. Good effort for Connor Thomas trying to get aboard, but he's retired in the play. Hit off the handle of the bat. It just goes trickling out toward the first base bag, and they make the play over there for the putout. Tyler Delafonte is due up there next. Delafonte is the designated hitter. He fouls away the first pitch on the third base side, and the count is at no balls and one strike. Tyler Delafonte to the plate here for Hastings. His batting average to start today was at .229. Hit into a double play his first time up there. Now he takes another strike, and it's no balls and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Doan is out on top of Hastings by a score of 9-0 as they look like they're breezing along here in this first game of two. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. Doan scoring one run in the first. They got two more in the second. Put up six on Hastings in the third inning. Six runs on five base hits. They haven't scored for the last two. Here comes the next ball. It's going to be hit right to short. And Smith can't handle it at shortstop. Goes down to make the routine backhanded play over there. It's a shortstop. It goes right through his glove into a left field. So Tyler Delafonte gets aboard here for Hastings College. That's going to be an error chalked up to the shortstop, Jake Smith. First error of the ball game given up there by the Tigers. So Hastings has a base runner. That's going to bring up Tanner Campbell next. Looked like a routine ground ball there for Jake Smith at shortstop. It goes right through his glove into left field. Tanner Campbell comes up there next. Campbell drew a base on balls his last time up there. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. Delafonte is back in there. Tyler Delafonte has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Hastings is a team 14 out of 18. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. And the count will go to no balls and one strike. Nothing and one to Tanner Campbell. Campbell's start of the day. For Hastings College with a batting average of .278, 20 base hits in 72 trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to miss inside. And the count now at 1-1. Game number 1 scheduled for 7 here today. Game number 2 scheduled for 9 between Hastings and Doan. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Del Infante is your base runner at first base. Good lead over there right now. He stays put as the ball is going to be hit right to the third baseman off of his glove into left field. Schroeder can't handle it at the hot corner there at third. So Tanner Campbell gets aboard there at first base. Tyler Del Infante runs down to second base in the play. That's going to bring up Tanner Santarelli next. That's going to be a base hit there for Tanner Campbell. So that's the third hit of the ball game for Hastings here in this contest. Santarelli comes to the plate next. He hit into a double play his last time up there. Hastings with one man out here in the fifth. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-0. As Santarelli comes up there from the right-hand side. Batting average at .265 in the season. He'll take a strike here. Nothing and one to Tanner Santarelli. He also played in the doubleheader against Nebraska, or against Midland on Monday. Here's the next pitch to him and a swing and a miss. Santarelli was 0 out of 3 from the plate on Monday. Hit into a double play to begin his efforts here in his first ball game against Doan, and now he's behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. One man out with runners on at first and second. Doan not holding the runners on right now as Roth comes to the plate and a swing and a miss. And Tanner Santarelli goes down a strikeout there as Nathan Roth throws nothing but heat to him. The fourth strikeout in the ball game for Roth. And now there's two men out for Hastings. Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. Neal with a single and a base on balls in his two plate appearances thus far. Looking to get aboard and trying to drive home a run here with the Broncos trailing 9-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch to Neal is going to be upstairs for a ball, and it's now 1 and no strikes. Neal has struck out 15 times so far this year. He has walked 9. Leads the team in a lot of offensive categories, including slugging percentage at .457. Just needing to get the bat on the old ball here. With two men out in the fifth inning and runners are on at first and second base. Here's the next pitch. Curve ball is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now to Trenton Neal. Neal has got 9 doubles on his season so far, 4 triples. No home runs. He's driven home 18. Nathan Roth looking for the sign from his catcher, Nick Studer. Here comes the wind and the pitch. That ball is going to be inside. Nearly hit Trenton Neal. Now the count is sitting at 2-1. 2-1 the count to Trenton Neal. Drew McGee would be next for Hastings, and then Mitch Marquardt. If Hastings can get something going here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Nathan Ross again comes down to the mound, looks at the runner at second base, throws one to the plate. That one is in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now even up at 2-2. So Neal out to protect the plate here with runners on at first and second base. 2 against him. Broncos have been out hit in this ball game now, 12-3. Roth looking for the sign. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be foul tap. So Trent Neal hangs in there, 2-2. Hastings in Concordia tomorrow afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS. Our Pepsi pregame show begins at 4:15. 4:30 for the first pitch between the Broncos and the Bulldogs tomorrow afternoon. One more game yet to come tonight here at the Smith Complex. This one's scheduled for 7. Second half of the doubleheader is scheduled for 9 here tonight. We're at the bottom of the fifth inning in game number 1. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Nathan Roth. It's on the way, and the ball's going to be fouled away again on the third base side. Got remains at 2-2 to Trenton Neal for Hastings College. Neal, a senior from Ogallala, 5'11", 170-pounder. Bats from the left-hand side here as he digs back in. 2-2. Nathan Roth again comes set, looks at the runner at second base, offers one to the plate, swung on. Hit out in front of the plate is fielded here by Studer, the catcher, down to first base. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over. Neal just got a little piece of that one, and Studer came off with a mask in a hurry. He goes out in front of the plate to retrieve it. Gets it down to Matthews at first base for the out. So he is throwing out into play from catcher. the first base and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, an error on Doan. Two men left on base. We go to the sixth inning of play with a score, Doan 9, Hastings College nothing.
Get ready, because here they come.
One, two, three, five! It's Beatle Mania.
It's Beatle Mania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. Entertainment Tonight says seeing the Fab Four is just like seeing the Beatles.
Hey, Jude.
The Fab Four takes you through the 60s with the music that changed our lives.
Yesterday.
It's a show you won't want to miss.
Saturday, May 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island. Tickets on sale now at the box office or Ticketmaster.com.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sassacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern out on top of Morningside, 6-0. They're in the top half of the third inning. Midland has got the lead in their ball game over Nebraska Wesleyan. It's the Warriors 8-4. They're out on top heading into the sixth inning of play there. Hastings trailing Doan 9-0 here at the Smith Complex. We are in the sixth inning of play. Back out there again is going to be Kyle Stromer for Hastings in relief of the starter, Andrew Kuda. And coming to the plate for the Tigers here in the sixth inning is going to be Ethan Schroeder. Schroeder is a third baseman. He is grounded back to the first baseman. He's had an RBI single in the ballgame. He's been hit by a pitch. Is officially 1-for-2, started the day with a batting average of .391. We're going to see numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order to come to the plate here for Doan here in the sixth inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and now Schroeder's looking at kind of 3 balls and no strikes. 9-0, the Tigers have the lead. They used a 6-run third inning to give them some breathing room here in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 3-1. So Ethan Schroeder up there, then we'll see Benford and Studer. And those guys get aboard. We'll see Dylan Matthews here in this inning. Here comes the next pitch by Stromer. The ball's going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Tanner Campbell chases it down around the bag at first. On his way to second is Schroeder. He slides in there safely with a double. So Ethan Schroeder leads off the sixth inning with a double down the line in right field. And again, the Tigers have a base runner here in the sixth. The only inning they did not have a base runner was the last inning. So Doan has had plenty of base runners, plenty of runs across the plate, plenty of chances here in the ballgame. 9-0 is the score. Here comes Bedford back up there now. Bedford is a DH. He had a 3-run double back there in the third inning of play. That's been his only base hit of the ballgame so far. Fielder's choice struck out one, so he's 1-for-3. Takes a pitch there from Stromer. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Benford. Start of the day with a batting average of .389. Benford has got 19 RBI so far this year. One home run. Stromer comes center of the mound, working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. There's a tapper out to second. Steets has got it. He moves it over to first base. It's going to be in time. So Benford is retired into play from second to first. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ethan Schroeder. So Doan has got their 10th under the ball game, just 90 feet away over there at third base. Nick Studer comes to the plate next. Studer is the catcher. He's the cleanup hitter here in the batting order. .432 is his average. So far today, an RBI single in the first inning. Base on balls, scored a run in the second inning. And he grounded back to the first baseman later on in the third inning of play. Takes a look at a fastball from Stromer there. It's going to be too high. And the count is at 1-0-0. Nick Struder for the Doan College Tigers. Struder is from Toronto, Canada. He takes a whack at that one and fouls it away on the first base side. 1-1 the count. Doan has put together a baseball roster that's got people from Puerto Rico, Colombia, Canada, lot of players from California, a couple of players from Texas, all over the place. Of course, the core players from Nebraska. Here comes the next pitch by Stromer. It's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's now one ball and two strikes to Nick Struder. One man out for Doan here in the top half of the sixth inning. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 9-0 over Hastings. Doan, the conference leaders, they've won 22 games in a row. Looking for number 23 right here. There's a ball hit right to the shortstop. Marquardt grabs it. Broncos had the infield in. Marquardt playing right on the edge of the infield grass, and that was a hard hit shot right to him at second base. Or rather, that's a shortstop, and he grabs the ball there. So a line shot to Marquardt is going to be the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Dylan Matthews next. Now Hastings will pull the infield back out with a runner at third base and two men out. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to left center field. Going over is going to be Thomas. He can't get there. Coming in to score from third base is going to be Schroeder, and getting aboard at first base on a single is going to be Dylan Matthews. Very first pitch, Dylan Matthews sends that one to left center field to drive home a run. It's now 10-0 in favor of the Tigers. And that's going to bring up Alex Arkfeld next. Arkfeld is the center fielder. He's grounded out once. He's had a single. He has scored a run, and he has grounded out once. So 10-0 is the score now. The Tigers have the lead. We're in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Game number two coming up tonight. We'll have about 20, 25 minutes in between games, maybe 30, as we prepare the field again for the second half of the twin bill. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball momentarily gets away from Santarelli, but the mask comes off, and staying at first base is going to be Dylan Matthews. The count here at the plate is at 2-0 to Alex Arkfeld as he bats here in the sixth inning. Arkfeld is a number six hitter in the batting order. Kyle Stromer throws one to the plate. The ball is going to be hit to McGee at third. Bobbles up, picks it back up, throws it across the diamond. That's not going to be in time. Drew McGee, a long throw at third base. It was hit right to him. He bobbles the ball down there. That's all it took as Arkfeld has crossed the bag at first. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Dylan Matthews. That's going to be a base hit for Arkfeld. So now Doan has hammered out 14 base hits here in this ball game against Hastings. They've out hit the Broncos 14-3 in this ball game. And now Andres Rivera comes up there next. He is the right fielder. Rivera had a single in his second. A two-run double in the third inning of play and flew out to right field in the fourth. He fouls away in his first pitch back to the screen, and the count is at 0-1. Alex Arkfeld is down there at first base for Doan. We've got Dylan Matthews on at second base. There's two men out. One run in here in the sixth inning. A 10-0 lead for the conference leaders, the Tigers of Doan. Kyle Stromer out there for Hastings. Throws the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at 1-1. Out in front of the plate again is Tanner Santarelli. Hops on it out there for the Broncos, not allowing those base runners to advance. They're sitting at first and second base right now. Kyle Stromer working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Santarelli. There goes the runners at second and third base. Now Santarelli had to come back to locate the ball. He did do it in time. The runners are easily in at second and third base. So now Andres Rivera, a little poke to the outfield, will score a couple of runs here. The count to him is sitting at 2-1 as Stromer continues to work from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It'll be down low for another ball. It's 3-1. 3-1, the count to Rivera. Coming up next is going to be Jake Smith. And then we'll see Jed Durr. Doan trying to tack on some more runs here. 10-0, the Tigers have the lead. Tigers got things started right in the first inning. They scored one, added two more in the second inning of play, then six more in the third. They've added one here in the sixth inning of play. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now. The ball's going to be hit down the line at third. That's going to be in foul territory. So now 3-2. 3-2 the count to Andres Rivera. A full count on him. Rivera backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go again. Rivera waiting on the pitch from Kyle Stromer. Here it comes. It's on the way, and it's going to be fouled back to the screen again. So he stays in there at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera batting in the number 7 position here tonight for the Tigers. Again, he started the day with a batting average of .257. 26 strikeouts, 21 base on balls. 3-2 the count here. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground again. Marquardt at third. Nope, it's going to be cut off. McGee has got it at third. His throw over to first base. That's going to be in time. McGee goes to his left and cuts off the roller out there as he grabs the ball. He gets the Broncos out of the inning. Third baseman McGee over to Drew Clark to end this sixth inning of play. But the Tigers have scored. They scored 1 run on 3 base hits. No errors on Hastings. 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score. Doan 10, Hastings College nothing.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Smith Complex. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 10-0. Nathan Roth will come back out and throw for the Tigers here in the sixth inning. And why not? He's shut the door on Hastings. Only 3 base hits for the Broncos all day long here in this one. He's got 4 strikeouts. He has walked only 1 guy. Or check that, 2 men have received free passes from Nathan Roth. 2, 3, and 4 coming up here for Hastings in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That's Drew McGee, Mitch Marquardt, and Jake Steets. And the first pitch to Drew McGee is going to be in there for a strike. A sacrifice and a flyout so far for Drew McGee. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit down the line in left field. That's going to curve over into foul territory. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings will have to score a run here in this inning to continue this ball game. A 10-0 deficit they're looking at in the sixth inning. Drew McGee comes back and grabs the bat after the long foul ball down there in the left field side. 0-2 is the count. Nathan Roth looks in for the sign from his catcher, Nick Studer. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and foul tap again, this time on the first base side. The Broncos need some base runners, and Drew McGee trying to get there for Hastings. McGee again takes a couple of practice swings in the right-hand batter's box. Roth gets his sign again. Full windup. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That's going to miss down low, and it just misses. The count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Drew McGee up there for Hastings, a freshman out of Longmont, Colorado. He's playing at third base for the Broncos defensively here in this first ball game. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. He's going to be fouled back to the screen. They got a 1 ball and 2 strikes now in McGee. Saw the day with a batting average of .318 in the season. 21 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. Looking for his first base hit of the ball game here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be again fouled away. This time on the first base side. The count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ethan Schroeder down there at third base for Doan. Jake Smith is at shortstop. Jed Durr is at second base, and Dylan Matthews is at first. Here comes the next pitch, hit right back up through the middle. Roth can't handle it. It goes into center field for a base hit. Drew McGee gets aboard here for Hastings. Hard hit ball right back up through the middle that Roth could not knock down on the pitcher's mound. That's the fourth base hit of the ball game for Hastings, and that's going to bring up Mitch Marquardt. Marquardt is 0 for 2 so far today. He has grounded out once, and he has flown out to center field. So Mitch Marquardt for Hastings will come to the plate next. Marquardt, another player that hails from Colorado. He's from Centennial, Colorado. 5'10", 165-pounder. There's a throw to first base. McGee is back in there. Drew McGee has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. Texas lead down here at first right now. Holding him on will be Dylan Matthews. There's a little check swing strike at the plate here by Mitch Marquardt. No balls and one strike now to Marquardt. Jake Steets would be next, and then Drew Clark. Hastings trying to prolong this ball game, trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-0. Next pitch by Roth is going to be a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. 1-1 the count. Out of the outfield for the Tigers, Clausen out in left field. Arkfeld is out in center field, and Andres Rivera is out in right field. Sun continues to shine here at the Smith Complex here this early evening. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Marquardt, and now the count is sitting at 1-2. Head coach Steve Sponberg undecided on starter number 2 today for the second half of the doubleheader. They've used a couple of pitchers here, and both Stromer and also Andrew Kuda. Next pitch is swung on and foul tap right back into the glove of Studer, and he strikes out of the ball game. Fifth strikeout of the contest now for Nathan Roth. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. So 5 strikeouts, only 2 walks, and Hastings has got 4 base hits in the ball game. They've been shut out 10-0, 1 man out. Jake Steets to the plate next for Hastings. There's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 0-1. Drew Clark is due up there next. Base runner still at first base is Drew McGee. Matthews will hold him on defensively for the Tigers. Roth working from the stretch. Looks that way. Offers one to the plate. Popped up toward the outfield. Giving chase is going to be the center fielder, Arkfeld. He can't get there. Now bobbles the ball. Around the bag at second on his way to third is going to be McGee. And Hastings has runners at first and third base. So Steets is going to get his single. And I assume we'll have another error chalked up on Doan to allow the base runner to head over to third base on the play. So Hastings has got runners on at first and third base. That's two errors now on Doan here in this ball game. And now coming to the plate is going to be Drew Clark. Clark so far today has got a single and he has struck out one, so he's 1-for-2. Clark with a batting average of .321. Drew has got one home run and he's got, 20 RBIs so far this year. A chance to drive one home right here. Break a long scoring drought for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. 0-1 the count to Clark. We've got one man out here in this sixth inning of play. If Clark can get aboard, we'll get to Connor Thomas and Tyler Delafunte. Holding the base runner on over there at first base is Dylan Matthews. Steets taking his lead there. Here comes the next pitch from Nathan Roth. They look over to first base. Looks over his left shoulder and now resets here on the pitcher's mound. Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game of the doubleheader in softball 6-2 today. Playing right behind us here at the Smith Complex. So 6-2, Hastings beats Nebraska Wesleyan in softball. So Hastings College softball team improves to 10-5 now in the conference. 21-17 overall. They've got another game to go over there at Smith. Here's the next pitch to the plate. A high fastball and a swing and a miss. And Drew Clark goes down. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Nathan Roth. And now there's 2 men out here in the 6th inning. Connor Thomas will come to the plate next. Thomas, he has struck out once and he has grounded out once. So he's 0-for-2. Thomas started the day with a batting average of .293. Broncos trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-0 here in this one with runners on at first and third base. The pitch to Thomas is going to be fouled away on the first base side, 0-1. Doan looking for their 23rd consecutive win. They have not lost since way back in March. Last team to beat them was Bethesda University of California back on March the 21st. Doan has won all 16 games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Hastings down to their final strike here in this ball game. We're in the sixth inning, but it's also a 10-0 contest. Tyler Delafonte would like to get a crack at things. He's standing with a bat in the on-deck circle. Nathan Roth from the stretch with the runners on at first and third. Here's the next pitch way outside. 1-2 the count. Roth trying to maybe get Connor Thomas to go fishing on an outside pitch there. So it's 1-2. Bronco baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHS. We're at the Smith Complex. First game of two here tonight. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be outside as well. 2-2 now to Connor Thomas for Hastings. Thomas has only walked twice in 41 official at-bats this year. He has struck out 12 times. Now he's looking at a count of 2-2 with runners on at first and third base. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be popped up behind the plate. Coming back is going to be Studer toward the fence, and it gets out of play. So Connor Thomas lives to see another pitch at least from Nathan Roth. He got him 2-2. Home plate umpire looking for some fresh baseballs. He's got it. This is the first inning that Hastings has had a man over at third base. The entire ball game so far. That's Drew McGee, who would like to get home to break a long scoreless drop for the Broncos. Connor Thomas again digs in here with a count of 2-2. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. 3 strikeouts here in this sixth inning of play. And the ball game is over as Hastings is going to be beaten here by the Tigers by a score of 10-0. Are they going to continue to play? Well, 6 innings are in the books. 6 innings in the books. We'll go to the 7th inning with a score, Doan 10, Hastings College 0.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer, plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we head to the seventh inning of play. I guess if it's scheduled for 7, we're going to play 7. And Hastings College in Doan, it's a 10-0 ball game. The Tigers have the lead. And the Tigers will come up to the plate here in the seventh inning of play. So during the last year or so, GPAC went to a 7-inning, 9-inning affair when we play our doubleheaders. And obviously, we scratched out the 10-run rule here in the 7-inning ball games. Doan has got the lead, and we come back out and play this final inning. Tigers coming to the plate here. And we'll see a bunch of new people coming to the ball game now for Doan. This is going to be Nathan Oshapol. He's going to come to the plate to lead off this seventh inning of play, batting in the number 8 position. So we'll see a bunch of new people out here with the Tigers comfortably ahead by the score of 10-0. So Nathan Oshapol is going to come to the plate here, the seventh inning of play. He's a senior out of California. As he comes to the plate, his batting average is sitting at .313 in the season. He's got 10 base hits and 32 trips to the plate. And coming back out there for Hastings to throw this inning is going to be Kyle Stromer. He came on with two men out in the second inning of play, and he's went the remainder of the way for the Broncos here in this one. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, and Ashapol is now looking at a count of two balls and no strikes. Daniel Santarelli still behind the plate for Hastings. McGee and Marquardt over there on the left side. Steets and Drew Clark over here on the right side of the diamond. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike to Ashapol. Jed Durr is out of the on-deck circle here for Doan, so he'll bat next here for the Tigers. Next pitch to the plate is going to be down low for another ball. Three balls and one strike to Ashapol. Nathan Ashapol. For the Tigers, right-handed hitter. Here comes the next pitch to him. He's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Kyle Stromer. And that's going to bring up Jed Durr to the plate next. Jed Durr is so far today. He's got a couple of singles. He has scored two runs. He's got an RBI. He'll bat here from the left-hand side. Stromer will go to work on him. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jed Durr. That was the first walk of the ball game given up by Stromer, and it happens here in the seventh inning. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and two. There is a number nine hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers. Kevin Clausen is due up there next. Clausen is down in the on-deck circle. We're going to see a pinch hitter coming out for Clausen at the top of the order. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Tyler Wilson is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Doan. I assume he will bat next. Doan comfortably ahead 10-0 here in this first ball game. There's a swing and a miss. The catcher, Santarelli, drops the third strike, but he is out here at the plate as Jed Durr strikes out. And that's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game for Kyle Stromer. So now coming to the plate is going to be Wilson. Tyler Wilson comes to the plate now here in the seventh inning of play. Ashapold ends up at second base with Jed Durr striking out of the ball game. So now Wilson comes to the plate here for Doan. Tyler Wilson is batting .284 on the season. 19 hits and 67 trips to the plate. Hits that one by the third baseman, Drew McGee. That's in the left field. That's going to score another run around the bag at third. Coming home is going to be Ashapold. And standing at second base with a double is going to be Wilson. So Wilson gets in there with a pinch hit double at drives home a run. It's now 11-0 in favor of the Tigers. And coming to the plate next, let's see. That says Ethan Schroeder's spot. And Schroeder's going to come out there now for the Doan College Tigers. And now Steve Sponberg is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound. 11-0 is the score. And Steve Sponberg is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here. Again, Kyle Stromer is on in relief of Andrew Kuda, who was pulled in the second inning of play with two men out. So now Tyler Wilson is aboard at second base here for the Doan College Tigers. Ashapold is in for the 11th run of the ball game for Doan. And there is one man out here in the inning. Now the home plate umpire, he's going to go out and break up the conference. We got another game to go here tonight. Second one is scheduled for 9 here this evening. Umpire has made it out to the pitcher's mound to join the conference here. Bronco Baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. We're in the Smith Complex here tonight. Hastings trailing Doan by a score of 11-0. And after that lengthy conversation, nothing was done as Steve Sponberg makes his way back off of the pitcher's mound and into the third base dugout. Staying out there for Hastings, the throw is going to be Kyle Stromer. To the plate is going to be Ethan Schroeder for Doan. Schroeder is a third baseman. He had a double the last time up there, scored a run in the sixth inning, was hit by a pitch in the third and scored in that inning, had an RBI single in the second, and he grounded out to first base in the first inning of play. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one, to Ethan Schroeder. Bedford is next, and Bedford is out in the on-deck circle. He will bat for himself in the seventh inning. One man out here for Doan. Here comes the next pitch by Kyle Stromer. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Hastings and Concordia tomorrow here at the Smith Complex. 4:15 for the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show. We'll have the first pitch at 4:30. Hastings will probably have to win a couple of ball games tomorrow to qualify for the postseason tournament next week in South Dakota. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and one strike. A.J. Fruchtel and Christian Schneider are expected to get the start for the Broncos, and the game's tomorrow against the Bulldogs. 11-0 here. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. There's a ground ball again. Marquardt has got it as short. He throws it to first base, and it's going to be in time. Nice job by Clark keeping his foot on the bag over there at the first base. As Marquardt had to move to his left to grab that ball, Marquardt makes the play on the ball, so it's 6-3 officially. That's the second out of the seventh inning of play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Wilson. So now two men out here in the seventh inning, and now Bedford will come to the plate next. Liam Bedford, the designated hitter. He had a three-run double back there in the third. It seems so long ago. It was a big inning for Doan. They scored six runs in that inning, and Bedford brought three of them home with a double. He's also struck out in the ball game, reached on a fielder's choice, and he's grounded out once. Bedford started the day with a batting average of .389. So runner is on at third base. That's going to be Wilson. Doan has now got 15 hits in the ball game compared to five for Hastings. Next pitch will be fouled away. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hastings College softball team picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game of two today. 6-2 was the final score there. And there's a called third strike in the inside corner. So Bedford goes down, strikeout number three in the ball game for Kyle Stromer. So Doan's half of the seventh inning is over. The Tigers score one run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Doan 11, Hastings nothing.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 11-0 is the score. Doan has got the lead over Hastings as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Nathan Roth is going to try to come out here and finish things off for the Tigers. He has went all the way here for Doan. It's So we'll see what head coach Steve Sponberg likes to do here in the seventh inning. Tyler Delafonte is going to come out here and bat in the seventh. He's been the DH here in this ball game. He's into a double play, and he's reached on an error here in the ball game. So Delafonte comes out here in the seventh inning. Hastings still looking to get on the scoreboard. Nathan Roth will throw one to the plate. This is going to be fouled away back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and one strike. So nothing and one to Tyler Delafonte here in the seventh inning. Again, Nathan Roth rocks and fires the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike now. Hastings has had one base runner to third base today. That was in the last inning. Here comes the next pitch to Delafonte. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's one and two. So one ball and two strikes to Delafonte. Next pitch is a fastball that misses outside. That's now two balls and two strikes. Tyler Wilson is now playing out in left field for the Tigers. He batted in the last half of an inning. Now they insert him into a left field. Here's the next pitch to Delafonte. It's going to be fouled away. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. So two balls and two strikes here to the number seven hitter in the batting order for Hastings, Tyler Delafonte. Nathan Roth again looking for the sign, and now timeout is called. Now back in there is going to be Delafonte as he waits on the next pitch here from Nathan Roth. It's going to be another fastball that misses down low, and now three balls and two strikes. Ashapol is now into the ball game as well at shortstop. Nathan Ashapol for the Tigers. Here's the next pitch. A called third strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number eight in the ball game for Nathan Roth, the pitcher here for the Tigers. He's really kept Hastings at bay here in this ball game. Hastings continues to struggle offensively. Tanner Campbell comes up there next. Campbell, he's got a base hit and two trips to the plate. He walked his other time up there. Waiting on the pitch here as he fouls this one away. Nothing and one to Tanner Campbell. Hastings has now won 23 innings without scoring a single run. They're trailing in the ball game here 11 to nothing. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. One ball and one strike now to Tanner Campbell. Tanner Santarelli is due up there next for Hastings. Then we'll see Trent Neal. Not the time of the year to have your offense go sour. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Hastings started the day with a team batting average of .266. That compares to .330 for Doan. Nathan Roth again, the wind of delivery to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Hartfeld grabs the ball out there, so Hastings gets their sixth base hit of the ball game. That's the second one today from Tanner Campbell out of the number eight position. So he gets aboard at first base. Broncos not done yet. Here's Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate next, and now we got a pinch hitter coming out there for Hastings. Eric Antilla is going to come out here. Antilla will bat in the number nine position for Hastings here in the seventh inning of play. Antilla was one of the pitchers we saw on Monday in the ball game against Midland. Did a fairly decent job out there. Hastings losing the decision, though. He went all nine innings against the Warriors and gave up seven hits, a couple of runs, two walks, and four strikeouts as a pitcher on Monday. Now he's at the plate here. Pinch hitting in the number nine position for Tanner Santarelli. With the Broncos trailing 11 to nothing in this contest. Antilla has a batting average of .231. Three base hits and 13 trips to the plate is the big guy who comes to the plate here. With a base runner on first base, that's Campbell. Here's the pitch to Antillin. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now the count is at one ball and one strike. Antillin's got three base hits. No homers and no RBIs. A couple of walks and no strikeouts so far this year. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be a strike in the outside corner. Now the count of one ball and two strikes to Eric Antillin as he bats here for the Broncos in the seventh inning of play. Antillin is a junior out of Littleton, Colorado. Nathan Roth again looking in for the sign. The base runner is Campbell at first base. The Tigers will hold him on. Here's the next pitch, a little bit outside for a ball. Now two balls and two strikes. Hastings in Concordia tomorrow night here on 1230 KHS. 4:15 for the Pepsi pregame show. 4:30 for the first pitch here at the Smith Complex. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. This ball is hit right to the second baseman. They go to first base, and that's going to be in time, a double play. Antillin lines out to the second baseman. Jed Durr gets the ball over to Dylan Matthews to double up Tanner Campbell on the play. So a 4-3 double play, and that's going to end the first game of two here tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings shut out for the third straight game. Hastings scores no runs in the seventh inning on one base hit. No errors, nobody left on base. We'll come back with a recap. Final score, Doan 11, Hastings College nothing.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Doan wins the first half of the doubleheader tonight over Hastings, a final score of 11-0. So the Broncos, they dropped to 12 wins and 23 losses on the season. They're now 16-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan, they won their 23rd game in a row, and the Tigers are now 39-7. They are 17-0 in conference play with another game yet to go here tonight at the Smith Complex. Doan really broke things open. They scored one run in the first inning of play, two more in the second, and they scored six in the third inning on five base hits. They added one in the sixth inning and two more, or rather one more in the seventh. The lead by the score of 11-0. Hastings, they could only account for six base hits in the ball game today and had only one man over to third base all day long today. The Broncos have now gone 24 innings without scoring a single run as they get ready for game number two here today. Nathan Roth, the winning pitcher in game one today for Doan, is now 6-2 in the season. He goes the distance and gives up no runs, six base hits. He had eight strikeouts and two walks. Andrew Kuda is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 1-3. Kuda went 2 2/3 innings tonight, gave up eight runs, one strikeout, two walks, and gave up 10 base hits. Kyle Stromer came on and threw the final 4 1/3 innings. He gives up three runs, two strikeouts, one walk, and six base hits. So Doan wins the openers tonight over Hastings College by a score of 11-0. Second ball game of two coming up tonight in about 25 minutes or so here at the Smith Complex. We'll be back for a game number two in just a, a few minutes. Head you back to these studios for the next 20 or 25 minutes. We'll be back with game number two. Again, Doan winning over Hastings in game one. Tigers 11, Hastings nothing. For 1230 KHAS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.